news on KCIM is brought to you by Commercial Savings Bank. Our interest is you.
Good morning. I'm Nathan Cones here with your KCIM 7 o'clock news. Carroll Ward 3 Councilman Kyle Bauer retained his seat on the city council in Tuesday's election, defeating a political newcomer to the area, Tage Hinkleman. Unofficial results show Bauer winning 230 votes to 147, with 61% of the ballots being cast in his favor. While Tuesday wasn't Bauer's first election night as a candidate, he says there are still nerves when those polls close.
Somebody says anticipation doesn't work at them or kill them or think about it. They're definitely wrong. I mean, it's something that you're looking, watching. Your heart's beating a little bit faster. I'm the type of guy, I want to know. I hate waiting on some of that, but, you know, just knowing and finding out the results is a good feeling.
Bauer does credit Hinkleman for deciding to run, as many people are content to sit on the sidelines rather than put themselves out there to serve the public. He also adds, it was interesting to watch the Ward 3 race featuring two younger candidates.
Well, one, I think it's important that people get involved, and you definitely put yourself out there. When you're running for public office, no matter what, you're definitely putting yourself out there. And for somebody to, at any age level, to put themselves out there, I think is important. A lot of people shy away from it, but, you know, obviously Tage, myself being younger, you know, I think we both want the best for our community and want to be able to give back. I think that's important. I encourage people in the future to do that. And it's very rewarding. You know, there's some time that goes into it, but it's a very rewarding thing. You get to meet a lot of great people and see the operations of a lot of things as well.
Historically, city and school elections have lower voter turnout than general election. And Bauer thanks everyone who chose to participate.
I want to thank everybody that got out and voiced their opinion, had an opportunity to vote, use their right. I think it's important for people to get out and vote. I think it's important for people to have options. And I want to thank Tage for running a good, clean race. And I'll call him and congratulate him on running and whatnot. And I think it's important for people to do that in the future and get involved and run as well.
Bauer says he's already looking forward to beginning work with the new council and to bringing the different perspectives together to keep Carroll moving forward. Other winners from the Carroll City Council elections on Tuesday include Jerry Fleshner in the mayoral race, Jeff Kaler for the at-large seat, and we'll be hearing from him in just a few minutes, and Deb Koster in Ward 1. So we'll have more from all of the winners in the contested races here in upcoming newscasts. Elsewhere, the Glen Rawlinson Community School District will be hosting a town hall meeting on Thursday, which is later on today. The meeting will be at 6 p.m. in the Smith Gym, and we'll just give district residents a chance to stay informed on some things that are happening within the school. Key topics that will be discussed during that town hall include fast testing, parent-teacher conferences, initial discussions on a potential to switching to a four-day school week, along with winter activities, as well as updates from administrators. No formal decisions or plans will be made regarding a four-day school week. It's just preliminary discussions held during that meeting tonight. Questions or topics that individuals would like to discuss can be sent to the email krsquibb2bs@gmail.com. And former Carroll Police Chief and Interim City Manager Jeff Kaler has added a new title to his list of public roles. That's at-large councilman-elect, following his win in Tuesday's city and school elections. Kaler won his race over John Lawson, 1,196 votes to 625, a roughly 30-point margin. Kaler says he has closely watched local elections for most of his adult life, but this one was a bit different with his name on the ballot.
I've been following these elections, you know, for 40 years now. And I told somebody the other day, I used to be on election night when I was working, I'd go to the rec center and I'd put my headphones on and I'd run and walk for a couple hours and just listen to the results as they came in, because obviously I always had an interest on who was going to get on the council. But I also learned over the years, it's very difficult to predict. And I thought, you know what, I was confident, but at the same time, you know, I thought John did a nice job, and I even posted something on Facebook last night that I was always worried coming into anything like this that people have a tendency to get negative. And I thought everybody involved in all of the races was pretty above board and really just ran nice, clean campaigns, and I really appreciate that.
The results are technically still unofficial until canvassed by the Carroll County Board of Supervisors, but once that is completed, Kaler will be formally declared the councilman-elect, and he'll take office on January 1st, 2026. Considering his history with the city, he expects to hit the ground running and encourages residents to start reaching out with any concerns or problems they may have.
I'm looking forward to the opportunity. You know, I have the luxury. I'm semi-retired, but, you know, I work from home, and so I've got a lot of time where I can spend researching things, and I have a huge network of people, you know, having done what I've done for so long in Carroll. You know, I pretty much feel comfortable talking to anybody, so my hope is that people will reach out and offer input prior to decisions being made. You know, human nature always seems to be that people want to complain after things happen, but they don't get involved before the decisions are made, so hopefully people will feel comfortable coming forward.
Kayler adds that it's always good to see a full slate of candidates interested in city offices, regardless of the outcome, as it shows people are interested in how local governments operate. While turnout in Carroll County was just below 30%, it was nearly double the state's 16.58%. Kayler thanks the candidates for their willingness to run and to the residents who chose to vote.
I'm very appreciative of the people that took the time out of their schedules to vote and to let their voices be heard. And again, I was kind of pleased to see that we had people that were willing to step up. And, you know, Tage Henkelman, a younger guy in the community, you know, a lot of times we don't see that. You know, it's a lot of us older people that have the time and willingness to get involved. So to see Tage and John willing to step forward and run, I think that was a good thing.
Other winners from the Carroll City Council elections on Tuesday include Jerry Fleshner in the mayoral race, Kyle Bauer in Ward 3, and Deb Koster in Ward 1. Again, we'll have more from the winners in the contested races in upcoming newscasts. But that's going to be wrapping up your news. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.
So my big question for Jeff Kayler is, you know, I've heard some rumors he's pushing a Hawkeye, you know, only kind of agenda
on
the town.
Actually, I had the unofficial King of Carroll, which I jokingly call the Mayor the King of England. A cool title, but don't really have a whole lot of power, so to speak. So I had Fleshner in here this morning to talk a little bit about his election win. And I was like, there's going to be a Cyclone Revolution. We have Aaron Koiker, who's a Iowa grad.
Yep.
I believe Dave Bruner, the city attorney, is a Hawk fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jerry is a Hawk fan.
Yeah. Jeff Kayler
getting added to the list.
Come on. Bauer, I believe, is a Hawk fan, too.
I wasn't aware of this. We have a problem, Cyclone fans. the first action will be to change the city colors to black and gold.
They will have Hawkeye veto proof power over anything sports wise when it comes to the Cy-Hawk game.
Listen, I'm not a political alarmist a lot of the time when it comes to local politics. We need to do something. The revolution starts now.
All right. There you go. Nathan Cohn starting that. The opposition going on there. But again, congratulations to all the winners. And again, thanks to all those folks who ran. That's important to have choices. And we certainly had that. So that's news brought to you by Commercial Savings Bank. Locally owned and managed, Commercial Savings Bank is with you every step of the way.